Catherine seemed confused and despondent when Dee met up with her and their 8 children late morning in the castle garden. Dee realized she was embarrassed by the red patches on her throat and reckoned she had had as good a time as he had the night before. All of a sudden, he found that disturbing. Nonetheless, he gave her a kiss on the forehead and jovially greeted the children. He avoided discussing the previous night with Catherine, but as she handed the children over to the care of the Polish nanny, she gathered her strength and begged him urgently to return to London. She pleaded with him not to ask her to explain. She said she only wanted to go back to London, or better still, to their house in Mortlake. "We will depart soon, my dear," Dee promised her. "You don't understand," she whispered. "I mean without him." She shuddered. Everything about her suggested that she had done something disgusting during her night with Kelly, something she didn't want to talk about. That made up his mind for him. It was early noon when he ran into Kelly in the laboratory that Prince Lasky had arranged for them in his castle.